But Hyrcanus had a second nephew, in other words, a second son of Aristobulus, who was called Mattathiahu Antigonus, Mattathias Antigone. And he now tried to claim the throne, to win it back for the Hashmonaim. Now he was out to get his uncle Hyrcanus, and he was out to get Herod. And he would have had no chance at all except for two things. Number one, Antony and Octavius fell out, as one can imagine. He could not have two heads of the Roman Empire. And because they fell out, there arose a tremendous war between the two, the last of the great civil wars in Rome. For the next 250 years in Rome, we will have what Rome called Pax Romana. Pax Romana, the Roman peace, which wasn't peace, but it wasn't war either. And the man that brought the Pax Romana into being was Octavius, was Augustus. The peace of Augustus, he is the one that made the whole empire tranquil. But before he can make it tranquil, he had to defeat Pompey, and he had to defeat Mark Antony and kill him, which is what happened. They had a great war. Antony lost. He was killed. Cleopatra committed suicide. The entire Eastern Empire now was united under the rule of Octavius. Now Herod had bet on the wrong horse. Herod was an ally of Mark Antony. Mark Antony was his patron. And therefore the Jews felt now, here is our chance to get rid of Herod. Because the new man, Octavius, that's coming, he certainly, and that was the policy of the Romans, is that if you were on the wrong side, that was it. There was no surviving that. Just as in many revolutions that exist today, etc. I mean, everybody gets wiped out. So the Jews fully expected Herod to get wiped out. That was the first thing that got Mattathiahu Antigonus going, to think that he could win. The second thing that happened was that whenever there's a civil war in the great power itself, so then other powers think that now is the opportune time for them to attack and to try and win. And there was the Parthian Empire. The Parthian Empire, as I mentioned to you before, was what is today Iran, Iraq, part of Iraq, Afghanistan, India, Pakistan. It was that part of the world. And they came and attacked the Roman legions in Asia Minor, and they defeated them. They defeated the Roman legions. And they captured Damascus, and they came all the way to Eretz Israel, the Parthians. When they came to Eretz Israel, Mattathiahu Antigonus came with them. And they laid siege to the city of Jerusalem. Herod escaped. The city fell to the Parthians. And the Parthians crowned Mattathiahu Antigonus to be the king and to be the Kohen Gadol. Herod's brother Patsiel was killed, was executed by the Parthians. And Hyrcanus, the old uncle who had been the Kohen Gadol for so many years, they sliced his ears off to make him a Balmum, to make him a Kohen that has a blemish so that he could no longer be the Kohen Gadol. And they took him back into exile with them to Babylonia. So now you had, again, a Hashmonaim king. And he is really the last of the Hashmonaim kings. We have coins from his time. The last of the coins